But what is Moody's man? Not man, Moody's man. We're Moody's Marmon.
Yep.
We're Moody's men. But this is about magazine on RTR.
This is Moorich Mag here on 92.1 RTR FM, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM weekly yarns about good stories, good-looking people as well. Talking about good-looking people, Patrick, hello. How going, brother?
You know, Noongar language, that is good morning. How you going, brother? Yeah, good. Going really well.
Good on you. And, of course, today you're my co-host.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You got as you came up in the world, up the stairs, you got promoted to co-host Moorich Mag. You must feel good about that.
I do. I feel really good about being the co-host today and asking yourself questions and everything else, yeah.
So we got the Noongar Warrior himself. We've been talking Noongar Warrior for previous weeks now, but today, last week was the last of the Noongar Warriors. I don't know who that was, but we might find out shortly. But also talking around Narelda Jacobs and Stephen Oliver. They're in town at the moment. Yes, please. Narelda Jacobs, a Noongar warrior with her media, a media world, and Stephen Oliver. Did I say Jacobs? That's Narelda Jacobs.
That's
too.
Her ward.
Stephen Oliver, if you don't know anything about Stephen Oliver, you got to find out. And today we're going to have a little hearing from him of one of his poems. Stephen Oliver, famous for black comedy. What this then, you slut? That's the way he says. That's what he says. What's this then, you slut? And that other fellow who's with him, Torres Strait Islander, that's how they came about in comedy, black comedy. You know, you got to laugh about black comedy, eh, Patrick?
I like the one with that Wanyaniyonga. He introduced her and said that she loved his culture and his language.
We've got to have a laugh. I mean, it's sometimes we could be considered cutthroat, insane, yeah. But no. This is just normal, eh?
Oh, absolutely. And people who would do this stuff would talk about anything and everything and have a yarn and be happy about it, eh?
Yeah. Right. And your colleagues from Wanjining are here just supporting you, making sure you're here, eh?
Yeah, Maxine and Deb. We're hoping big things for Deb at some stage in the near future.
I think she's getting
to like...
She's
a Meredith Yorga too, eh?
I think Deb's getting to like walking up those stairs, just quietly. But that's good. She's talking about her mum today, and I'm looking forward to that, a bit of a yarn. And I'm not sure whether Deb's going to interview her just yet. Maybe you and I will, but Deb can always sit in the background. Background, and maybe just get some ideas, because, I'm pretty sure that one day... Deb's going to come in here and take over the whole show. You know, be the programmer sitting in front there, taking interviews, taking phone calls, playing the music, pressing that button.
Yes.
So, look, welcome back to the studio, Wanjining Mob. And I got to support Wanjining because my son is a CEO. Did I say that? I shouldn't have said that too loud. But there you go, Daniel Morrison, big shout out. Big shout out to all the people at Wanjining. What, 300 staff or more?
350 of us.
Oh, for goodness sakes. How do you keep them in line, Patrick?
I tell them all to marry for the Fremantle Dockers.
Oh, dear, well. Yeah, of course they're going to win the flag this year. Let's go to song Black Smoke, Emily Waimara, one of my favourites, Emily Waimara. No, you're going to love it. Black Smoke. Emily Waimara. Hey, folks, she's performing at the East Perth Power Station on next Thursday, which is actually the anniversary of the apology that's been commemorated in Canberra. And there'll be an event also at the Luna Cinema during the day of the RTR FM sponsored Genocide in the Wildflower State will be playing there at 2:30. Yeah, Google it and get yourself down there. It's only 75 seats available. So Emily Waimara will be at the East Perth Power Station as part of the Perth International Festival, which the Fringe is part of, but it, the Fringe develops into the International Festival. So get on down there, free concert. And I believe Electric Fields has performed or will be performing there also with Box Kid. So, yeah, keep an eye out. Talent coming to Western Australia for the festival. Talking about talent, Patrick, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Yeah. Just some information about the Noongar Warriors. You can collect all the favourite Noongar Warriors of the month posters free. Nothing costs any money. Everything is free for you. Look for the details on our OneGenic site, our Facebook, as well as our site, our Instagram, and the link channels. And it's all free, so have a look at it.
Good on you, Patrick. So you're taking the spot of Tonji Hansen now. He's gone away and he's on assignment, so we brought you in now, and we might just do that more regular if you're up to it, or Deb. I'm still trying to convince Deb, but you might want to walk the stairs. Sometime soon I'll put an escalator there for you, because I feel there needs to be an escalator for us old people. But you're younger than me, so you can do the steps. So welcome to co-host responsibility on Moorish Mag. I hope we get a photo for this, because this is going to go all over the world now.
Yeah, we'll make you famous and put it in our magazine and on our internet and everything else.
So your Noongar Warriors finished at the end of January. We've it sort of coincided with that dreadful day they call Australia Day, or we call Invasion Day.
Yeah.
I've got to say, too, the following day was the 80th anniversary of the Holocaust. And I guess by saying both those events, it really engendered a lot of hate around Australia. Did you feel that, Patrick?
Oh, absolutely. You looked at TV, you looked at Facebook. Yeah. I didn't want to look at that sort of stuff, the media, the types of comments that people were making about it. I thought Danny Ford's comments the other day when he was on that radio interview with what's his name?
God, I didn't see it.
But he talked about maybe we need to have a day on the third week in February so that the kids could all celebrate what we're all about. They can still keep 26 if they're still about it. That's a good thing, too. The one getting, it did finish, the one getting Warriors. And I think, and it lifted a lot of spirits of a lot of people, you know, when you see your board there on that, as one of those warriors, eh, the strength, the knowledge, the commitment that people have to improving their family and themselves and their board, eh? That was a great project on behalf of OneGenic that we put together, eh?
No, look, and it obviously had the desired effect. In that it had lots of hits on the Facebook, more than 500,000, I reckon, or 440,000, something like that. So people obviously thought a bit about it. They all commented on individual days when people were acknowledged.
Yeah.
And I suppose those fellows who were acknowledged as Noongar Warriors must have been so proud, and their families must have felt really proud too that they're, you know, one of their family has been acknowledged.
And that's what some of the comments that were coming from the people who were nominated, who were chosen as a warrior. They felt proud about being acknowledged as one of their warriors, Noongar Warriors. There's been a lot of interest from a lot of people. For example, Jim, we've had teachers involved now asking for information and are excited about displaying our Noongar Warriors and their information in their classes. I thought, gee, this couldn't be a better way than promoting Noongar people and our culture and our language, eh?
Oh, true.
Yeah. One of the other ones that came through was the Perth Convention Exhibition Centre. They want to display all of our 31 warriors on their wall as you're walking into the convention centre. I thought that was a great idea as well, you know, to promote our warriors. On Facebook, Jim, you're right. We had 507,000 people.
507?
Yes, 1,000.
Oh, wow.
They viewed our Noongar Warrior content. without an exciting response from the Lincoln. There was 100,000 people there, the stories, the impressions, and more than 500 new followers this week. It's quite amazing when you think of how we promoted our Noongar warriors, eh?
Right, and there's more work to be done. Well, when I say more work to be done, you guys at Wanganui have, you know, a concentrated effort to seek support from your staff. Then perhaps now you've set a precedent, and, you know, jokingly I said you've got to do this, you know, every time there's an opportunity, NAIDOC Week, Reconciliation Week, and perhaps we may want to consider that more seriously. It was a joke, yep. But, you know, I imagine a lot of work's gone into it to encourage nominations for the reference group, the group that decided on the 31. That must have been pretty difficult for them to come up with 31 names. So I can imagine it would be just as difficult if we tried to replicate it and do some more. So, yeah, great stuff.
I guess you'd be happy about this one, Jim, when you talk of Stolen Generation. Of the 31 people that we put up there for Noongar Warriors, 48 of them were a part of the Stolen Generation right. group of people. Their children, their grandchildren, siblings of the Stolen Generation survivors. Some of the comments were really, really good, eh?
Yeah.
And when you think of 14 people out of 30 all being Stolen Generation people, eh? So that was a good comment, eh?
Well, it's so true. And, you know, you now hear comments. Well, I was lucky I wasn't taken. And to a degree, that's luck. But also, let's not underestimate what the oppressive people have done to our people. You know, it didn't just impact on the mob that were taken and language was taken, culture was taken, country was taken. But it happened all over.
Yeah. I guess one of the final Noongar warrior that we put up on the final day was a guy called Jim Morrison.
pick me.
And I guess this is a good time to send out an interview about why you were a Noongar warrior, Jim, through all the work that you've been doing.
Let's go to a song, and then you can beat me around the head with some real tough questions. Let's go to a song, and we'll come back. And Patrick Egan, our co-host of British Mag today, is going to interview myself, about being a Noongar warrior on the 31st of January. Let's go to a song.
A long time ago, I experienced a broken heart. Have you experienced a broken heart?
Love a laugh? Come be a part of the live audience for NITV's Big Backyard Quiz. Join the hilarious Stephen Oliver and deadly Nerelda Jacobs for a game show like no other, bringing together mob culture and trivia in the best way possible. It's free with food and drinks, filming at ABC Studios in Perth for the first 2 weeks of February. Spots are limited. Register now and email nitvaudience@gmail.com. NITV sponsors are TRFM.
Welcome back, British Mag. Hey, talking Steve Oliver and Nerelda Jacobs, they're in town now. And as you just heard in the commercial or the community announcements, they're performing at the ABC and they're looking to develop a program. I guess you go to the ABC website if you're interested. It's a free event and they're doing some screenings right through until the 14th of this month. And, of course, the day after the apology commemoration, NITV, it's not ABC, but they're using the ABC studio. So NITV will have some more information. But if you're sticking around and you're going to listen to the rest of the show, Adam Mikovic will be on the program. He's the executive producer, and he'll give some more information. Or you live stream, or you come back to our website a little later today and hear the program again if you wish, and that sort of information will be there. Marinda's there. Excuse me, Ready for Love, one of their first songs, formed after Sapphires had their premiere screening here at the Paris. I think it was the Paris Cinema in Northbridge. So, Patrick.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Our final Noongar warrior was, it is, Jim Morrison. Jim didn't know
Don't
that
say he, was.
Jim
was. Jim
didn't know that he was going to be the last and final warrior for this period. Jim never knew that he was a warrior. And I think he wasn't expected to be a warrior, but over the time, over the 50 years that you've been a warrior, Jim, there would have been a lot happening in your time as one of those Noongar warriors. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
And look, I'm glad you decided to nominate me, because me and you'd have been smashing otherwise. Of course we wouldn't. It was a privilege to know that, to be nominated. And with the field that was the 31, it's kind of a humbling experience, Patrick. And when you're acknowledged by your mob, that's even better. I mean, who cares about Whitefellas if they acknowledge you? It's good that the broader community are able to acknowledge citizens, but no, thank you that on my behalf and my family's behalf for wanting to take the time to think I'm getting stuck for words, which is quite unusual for me. I've been told I can talk underwater, but thanks for the privilege, that's all I can say.
I mean, in your lifespan of 50 years and your involvement, I remember way back in the 1980s, early 80s, when I'd first joined Aboriginal Hostels Limited. There was yourself and Rob Riley sitting in another corner, and DAA was in the other side. So there were good times there, and up-and-coming people, one person like yourself and Rob. Tell us a bit about that time with NAC, Jim.
Oh, look, it was the NACC that kicked us off back in 52 years ago, when the NACC was 41 electorates around the country, and our people had an opportunity to get on a roll. And when I say roll, and in the roll, I mean me and you are on a roll now, but to get on the roll, an actual roll, there was an opportunity for people to be on the roll, and it was something that was very challenging for First Nation people around the country to have their first black voice. And of course there's been many attempts to have other voices, and we won't go there today, but it was a challenging time in, I suppose, recognizing that our mob didn't have a voice back then. And I'm talking what is 52 years ago, don't know my sums, but all that time ago there wasn't a voice, and we were skiting, we were showing off, oh, we got our first black parliament. And sadly, it didn't happen that way, and it still hasn't happened. So you'd have to wonder, is society...
But we shouldn't forget also, Jim, the tireless hard work that you put in with the Stolen Generation. I remember when I first started talking to you again about that, you said you were sitting in the office where the Native Welfare Protector was sitting. I thought, that's an amazing statement for a group of Noongars to be in that office as such.
Yeah.
I guess for those other 49 years that we're talking about, we could do that again at some other stage.
We could be here all day. I think it needs to be said, we don't have the voice, and that's even more when you talk about marginalised, stolen people, because there's... and I've got to say it, and a lot of people don't like me saying this, there's a double gap. There's Whitefellas, the dominant race, and then there's Aboriginal people in general. And then you look further down, there's stolen people in their families. So it's pleasing that you've been able to acknowledge that, 14 of the 31 come from stolen generation background. And it's pleasing to also think that the broader community can see that, and where is the voice... this state, like Queensland, don't have a compensation program. All other states do for their stolen people and their families. So we'd hope that more and more we learn, because a lot of our own people don't know their history.
So again, Jim, on that note, we'll come back and talk about another 49 years that we haven't been able to talk about. Just to let you know also, Jim, you would have heard it here first on your radio station. That one Jennings is going to run the program again the end of this year or next year. Like I said, we had 80 people to choose and select from. So there's a lot of people out there, a lot of Noongar people still there to be chosen as a warrior, and to be promoted as a Noongar warrior. We're hoping to do that sooner than later.
Good on you. If you've just tuned in to RTRFM 92.1, you've been listening to Patrick Patrick Egan, who's my co-host today. Hopefully he'll drop by again sometime. So, you're listening from Noongar Radio, Great Southern FM. Oh, Great Southern FM is now Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m., and Tuesday morning next week on 100.9. Don't get confused, same as Noongar Radio frequency, but, so that's where we're going to. Also, if you just tuned in and curious about Noongar Warrior, yeah, give us a text. Let us know how proud you are of First Nation people for a start. Oh, gee, I didn't know that. I don't know what I don't know. 0405 921 921. 0405 921 921. Yeah, pay us a compliment. Let's go to a song, because we're going to be talking to one of our other Noongar warriors. Yes, Cindy Moody. Let's go to another song.
I want to get some money.
Yeah. Oh, we get a spot on.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
From little things, big things grow. Kev Carmody, amazing fellow all the way from Queensland, got so many hits, and we're allowed to play the hits. I like Kev Carmody on the show, and it reminds me of what you're doing, Patrick. From little things, eh?
Well, that's when you look at the Wanjeneg Aboriginal Corporation, our theme is From Little Things, Big Things Grow. And I remember joining Wanjeneg when there was only 60 staff. Now there's 250 of us. So From Little Things, Big Things Grow, for sure.
You don't tell me nothing. I was the CEO of NASA's.
I know. Somebody asked me to go.
Sounds like stars. It sounds like, up there in the big clouds, NASA's. But it's not NASA's, eh? It's now Wanjeneg.
Well, I remember way back then somebody said, go to a meeting with this group called NASAS. And I said, what does NASA stand for? And they said, Noongar Alcohol and Substance Abuse Service. And I said, why would I want to go and meet with them?
Okay, well, look, let's get serious. We've got somebody waiting on the line. Cindy, hello. Cindy Moody, how are you, bub?
Hello, I'm good, thank you.
Look, I've got to welcome another Noongar warrior, eh?
Thank you, yeah.
And your daughter Deb's here in the studio. I want her to take over the show at some point. So Wanjeneg are here. So welcome to the program. Moorish Mag, it's a uplifting program like what you've been involved in probably forever, in lifting our mob, lifting our spirits, and that's what the whole idea was, to lift our spirits leading up to that awful day at the end of January. So Cindy, welcome to Moorish Mag. Who are you mobbing, where are you from?
I'm from originally from Northern, been born and raised in Northern, and my mob is Meadie, Maguire, Blisty, Yarran, Blurton Hill. I'm a Yuwid, Belladon, Wadjuk, Yorga.
Right. And welcome to the show. RTR FM is a Perth-based radio, but we also work with Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM in Albany, and Great Southern FM in Albany will be listening to you Sunday morning at 9:30 or next Tuesday 9:30. So if you want to make a shout out to mob in Minang country or on Wadjuk country, do that now, because we're going to talk about you for the next little while.
Cindy, tell us a little. Tell us.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Patrick's my co-host. Patrick Egan, he's sitting right here waiting to ask you a question.
Welcome, Cindy. And tell us a little bit about your passion for our Noongar language, sister. What are you doing about our Noongar language?
Was mentioned in the Noongar Warriors that I'm doing a lot of language, getting contracted by Community Arts Network. I have my own business. It's been running nearly for 2 years, coming up this May. So, and I love teaching my language. I've been brought up knowing my language. I heard my mum and my granny and my nana converse in language, and I was, as a little kid, I was a sponge. I used to always watch them oldies speak language, and I was like, one day I want to speak that.
Yeah.
One day I want to talk like them oldies. And today I'm doing it today, and I'm being involved in lullabies, and I wrote my first song in language, being a participant in the...
Deadly.
Malang Mort album, 2020, and we did that online because it was COVID then, so that was a good experience, and being involved with language, teaching it, and done a couple of sessions with Wanjeneg, and
When you go back and think about where you were born and where you grew up, hey, Lord of Deadly, really, Noongar's come from Northern.
Yeah. Beg your pardon. Beg your pardon. I'm a Southern Noongar, so come on, don't keep saying that. Meaning, Gore. Cindy, look, it's great that you've been honoured, and I've had the privilege of seeing you singing down at the Fremantle Education Centre. I think it was around Lullaby time, and it was such a privilege to hear you. So congratulations again on being involved and being nominated. And tell me about the Moorish Marmon that you've worked with in a choir in the Midland area, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the Midland area community. I said we touched base with the Moorish Yorbas and the Marmons, and the Yorbas sort of fell off and the Marmon took the lead. So it's the first ever album, you know, of all men, because our past iterations was just like Yorbas all the time. Like, well, when I did my the Ngalang Moorish album with a participant, there was one man in it, and then it's all been Yorbas. And so this is just such a eye-opener and, you know, a big thing that is ended up being all a men's group, and just loved working with them, and, you know, the respect they have, it was just outstanding. And yeah, we did a lot of media, both, you know, to, they were in the paper in the middle, Mundaring Echo about three times.
Wow. You would have done a lot of that work out there, Cindy, with the likes of Johnny Blurton and them sort of gentlemen all out there, all them deadly dog arm Marmons. It's so good to hear that, eh?
Yep.
So, Cindy, my note says that you connected on a deep level with them. These are mentoring the men all the way to starring in the successful Lullabies. And it's exceptional work, because men are, you know, notoriously slipping through the gaps when it comes to mental health. So how did that make you feel that you, you know, deep level, how do you feel? You must have been proud of that, you were connecting with all these Marmon, eh?
Yes, it was such a deep meaning for me, because, you know, they taken their rightful place as men in the community, in their homes, and just helping them, you know, through language and teaching them the just basic foundation of language, giving them a little history and, you know, pronunciation of consonants and vowels. And then, yeah, the men did know some language, but, yeah, just as we went deeper, right, and, you know, just helping right. them learn about the, you know, to write songs, that just went to a deeper level, and it just helped so tremendous with their mental health. And, you know, come out in them, you know, the pride and the belonging, and yeah, it was
lovely.
It was just so lovely to see. Yeah,
good on you. Congratulations, Cindy. There's a move now to have a digital radio right across Noongar country, and I could see a regular item. People like yourself educating our community, even an old fella like me, to, you know, learn language. So really appreciate your time. And when that time comes, because we're working it out through SWALT to look at a medium where it's digital radio, and I think you have a place there as a Noongar warrior.
Thank you so much.
Cindy, thanks for coming on the show. Really appreciate your time, bub. And congratulations on being a Noongar warrior. Hey, I want to go now to a poem, because a little later we're talking to the producer of NITV's work here at the ABC around issues, Stephen Oliver, you know, from Black Comida, and Narelle Jacobs, a warrior too of our media. You know, Steve Oliver, what's that, you slut? Here we go, here's his poem.
Hate, he said, was in my heart. Hate, he said, drove us apart. Hate, he said, to let it go. Hate, he said. But he did not know that what I had inside of me was a sadness born of empathy. That because I did not celebrate, it did not mean I was full of hate. I asked him to just try and see through my eyes the tragedy of dispossession, of the pain, the hurt, of the red of blood that stained this earth. I mourn for the lives that were lost. I mourn for what this country cost. I mourn for how we came to be, for the end does not justify the means. It's in the past, he said, move on. Why mourn for something so long gone? I looked at him and I came to say, do you think we should forget about Anzac Day? It's not the same, was his retort. I said, wait a minute, give it some thought. People died while fighting for their land, protecting it from a foreign hand. Make no mistake, there was a war that had been fought on these very shores. A war that didn't always discriminate, whether elderly or infants could meet the same fate as those who fought to protect them so, and that's why we should never let go. Never forget what price was paid for us to live as we do today. He looked at me quite seriously, said he celebrates because we're free. He celebrates our democracy and everything great in this country. I said, that's fine. I get that. That's clear. Just please don't forget how we got here. Just take a moment to think it through what price was paid for me and you to live in this country as we do. Don't take for granted the sacrifice both of land and of life. We need to remember all who died. Not let their memories be swept aside. You got an apology, he said. It talked about loss. It mentioned the dead. What more do you want? He asked of me. And so I replied in the hope he would see. We have a day for Australia, the Queen, for New Year's and Christmas and all those between, like Labor and Easter, the Anzac Parade, and just what the hell is Boxing Day? There's even a day that we have for the shows, but nothing that speaks of my people's woes. A national day to acknowledge the cause, to acknowledge all that has happened before. And I don't mean NADOC, I mean something more, where the whole nation stops. Like it does for a horse. A day, is that too much to ask, to remind us, don't ignore the past. He processed my words and looked at the ground. We both sat in silence. Then there was the sound. A sound that seemed like heaven to me. A sound of two words that said, I agree. We talked some more as the day came to end, and despite our differences, I'd made a new friend. He understood as the day came to night that I needed some things in this country made right. And because I did not celebrate, it did not mean I was full of hate.
Well, yes, Stephen Oliver, Patrick.
Yeah, powerful.
Yeah. Adam, welcome to Moorage Mag. Adam, are you there?
Cow, Balker Winterberry, how are you, Mob?
Good to hear from you, Adam. Welcome to Moorage Mag, a weekly show on good news items in our First Nation community, Noongar Radio and Great Southern FM. RTR FM 92.1 is locally based. But yeah, thanks for joining the show and talking about this exciting venture that you're producing here in Western Australia with Steve Oliver. We just played his poem, Hate. You might have heard the tail ending of it, and the Elder Jacob. Tell us about it, Adam. But before you do that, who are you mobbing? Where you from?
Yeah, Cal, look, my name is Adam. I'm originally from, grew up in Victoria, but my bloodlines are from Queensland, so Garang Garang mob, and also Cubby Cubby country. That's basically, you know, Queensland. The Sunshine Coast and the Wide Bay, Burnett River area. And now I live back up on country in the Sunshine Coast in sunny Queensland.
Right. Look, welcome. Tell me, what is your role? Are you working with SBS?
Yeah, I work with SBS and NITV. I've worked with NITV since the beginning, 2008. We started in 2007, and that was back in the days where NITV was its own entity. And then in 2012, we merged with SBS, and now we fall under the SBS banner. Basically, this show that we're shooting in WA is really exciting. I'm really excited about it. We just shot the first episode yesterday, actually, and I'm here. We're just about to shoot the second episode today. We're shooting 10 episodes in 10 days, which is a lot.
Wow.
But we've got a really good crew here with a lot of local, not just... Noongar mob, but also mob from all over WA, actually. So a lot of First Nations people from WA, some from up Broome, some from further south as well. And it's really exciting. It's all about basically being at a barbecue and having people like to throw around yarns and kind of ask questions. And it's a quiz show shot in a backyard barbecue and hosted by Nerelda Jacob, who's obviously originally from out here. and also Stephen Oliver, who's a Queenslander like myself. And it's a really fun show. So what do we do? What we do is we bring in two First Nations team captains, and then, you know, being SBS, we have to bring in the multicultural mob, you know what I mean?
Oh, right, yes.
And, and it's about, I mean, look, you know, you get a barbecue, right, and you throw around ideas and kind of you make assertions about the world, and, you know, there's always mob that, you know, non-First Nations mob that will ask you questions about being Aboriginal and things like that, and a lot of these questions can be like, you know, a bit like, you know, on the nose, and some of them are like... You get into really deep yarns, and this is what this show is about. And we try to encapsulate all that in a show. And what's exciting about doing it in WA is that we have Screen West involved, and they've been fantastic partners for us. And we've been able to source and find some really deadly local talent behind the scenes that are upskilling their careers and giving them opportunity to kind of grow their careers. Like everyone on this set. Me included, we're all learning, and that's what's brilliant about it. We've all got, I think, all up, we've got about 40 mobs working on this set over the 10 days that I mentioned, which is really, really high figure. I think we're almost for years and years I went to sets and I've seen the industry grow, and sometimes you go to a set and it's like First Nations content, but it's, you have like maybe two First Nations people on the set, right, wherever you go in Australia. But WA, they're really... You guys here are really the trendsetters in a way, you know, really invested in First Nations stories. And we've got First Nations writers, we've got First Nations lighting, we've got First Nations, you know, people, producers working with me. And we've got, you know, attention as well, like really, really young mob. And at the end of the day, it's all about them doing things that make them happy, which is, you know, telling First Nations stories. We've done this for over 60,000 years,
true.
But now we're getting paid to do it, right? We're getting real economic benefit.
Yeah.
And putting that economic benefit, which is so important, back into the community.
And what about some music in that? Do you actually play the music, some of the music, or...?
Yeah, we've got a couple of segments where we have mob singing, like similar to, I guess, a choreography. Karaoke.
Steady. It's Noongar country now. Noongar
karaoke.
We talked a lot about that, what we're going to call it and stuff. But yeah, obviously Narelda just jumped in. It's like it's Bujaroki. So I'm like, okay, I'm happy with that.
Come on. We've got to educate these people that come back to Noongar country. Look, we're talking to Adam Minovich. Have I got that right?
That's right.
About Big Backyard Quiz, and they'll be filming for the next 10 days, 5th of February to the 14th of February, filming a new live studio show in Perth. So, Adam, is there another way of connecting? Because you've got a QR code. Is there a number, or that people just go to the website?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the QR code is probably the easiest way to do it, but what I can do is I'll just ping you an email address, actually. It's a real generic one, NITV Audience, I think it's called, but I'll send it to you after this. So
you do? No, it's there. I can see it. Yeah, nitvaudience@gmail.com. People, if you want to get to go to it and you don't have a QR code in front of you, it's nitvaudience@gmail.com. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there. So this is quite interesting. So what are the challenges involved then in doing this sort of live comedy? Did you have a full house yesterday?
Yeah, it was about two-thirds, actually. It wasn't too bad. Like, that's one of the challenges, actually getting the word out and getting mobbed, because it is time out of everyone's day, right? And it's in the middle of the day we're filming, so, you know, we film at about 2 o'clock every day, so it's not the easiest time to get to. Some people are still working, and some people, like, just, you know, they've got better things to do, but that is one of the challenges. But from a creative point of view, look, there's always challenges on things like this, but what we're doing is actually, in a way, it's really groundbreaking, because we have a First Nations game show, right, with First Nations subject matter, but we're taking the mickey out of wider Australian culture in a way. And so you have mob on the show that are really comfortable, but then you have non-mob on the show that are like, oh, what can I say, what can't I say? But what they don't realise is that's actually the magic of the show. Like, that's the magic right there, because that's where you have your allies. You know, we all have allies in our community that have been around for years like, you know, that's the real rub. Like, that's where the comedy comes from, because that's where you, when you're going back to that example that I mentioned earlier, when you're at a barbecue, someone says something stupid, but you're like, you know, the person is a good person. You just all laugh and be like, oh, you said something stupid, and you move on. It's an educational moment.
Yep. Adam, we're copping a bit of wind there, I think. Are you in a space there where it's a bit windy? So we're getting a bit of interference.
Yeah, I'll get out of it.
So I think the challenges too that I understand for our mob is they don't really want to go out anymore. People are perhaps afraid. If the older and frail people want to stay home, they won't even go and see a doctor. And the last few weeks have been pretty terrifying from a racial vilification point of view, being Invasion Day and... So that they're the challenges. Is that something you might want to include in the quiz? Our concerns about not going out?
Well, I mean, it's funny that you mentioned that, because we had the welcome yesterday, because it was our first day of filming. Kevin Fitzgerald, I think it was.
Yes.
And down, Uncle. And actually Uncle Ernie, who's obviously not from here originally, but has been in Perth for decades, Uncle Ernie Dingo,
yeah.
He was on set and he was talking about this, where we are in East Perth is where we weren't allowed to go back in the day. The Noongars weren't allowed to go here. It was a boundary and we weren't allowed in this area. And so I think that's a really big statement in itself, that we actually got this show coming out of where we weren't traditionally allowed to go. That's a strong black kind of show, right? So that's a really strong statement in itself.
Oh, yeah.
But, in terms of your larger point, absolutely. We've got the way that I see this is the Trojan horse of education about our mob, because people love to laugh, and when they're laughing, they don't realise that they're learning. But it's actually in some ways the best way of learning.
Right, we're talking to Adam Minovich, executive producer of a program that's it looks like a lot of laughs around a barbecue. Look, we hope it goes well. It looks quite encouraging. I probably need to book myself to bring a mob down, but should have done that yesterday, eh, Adam?
We would love you to come down, and all mobs, it's local. Just come down. You'll have a good time. You'll have a laugh. You'll see other mob here, and I think it'll be a great afternoon.
Adam, look, appreciate you coming, making the time to talk to us. Shame we couldn't get Narelda and or Stephen, but that's another time. I'm sure we'll get them on. Hey, can you imitate Stephen Oliver? What's his favourite saying? What's that slut? Hey, can you imitate that? Come on, give me a demo. No, I'm only joking. Stephen, thank you, Adam, for being on the show. Probably the first time Mudich Mag here, but it won't be the last. We'll probably drag you in at another time when there's good things happening with SBS and NITV. Appreciate your time, Adam.
Anytime, Uncle. Thank you so much. Bye.
Good whoa. What's that, you slut? I shouldn't be saying that on radio, but, you know, it's one of those things that people get used to it. And Stephen Oliver, if you get a chance to go down to the ABC, go to nitvaudiences@gmail.com if you want to have a look around. But a lot of the agencies will also have a flyer where you can look up the QR code. What is a QR code? Yeah, true. Do you know what a QR code is, Patrick?
No idea.
Patrick Egan has been my guest today, has come in to talk about Noongar Warriors. But I think I've convinced him that he might walk up the stairs another time.
Absolutely.
But Debbie won't.
Yeah. No, next time it'll be Deb. And Deb will be talking about it. Other Warriors might come in and have something to say about themselves as well. Jim, I think that'll
be I think you've got to appreciate it. It's good fun. It's a party atmosphere, and it's only for an hour. We play a couple of good songs and, you know, so thanks, Cindy, for coming on the show today. Cindy Murdia, I hope you're still there. If you want to hear the program, go to the website this afternoon and you'll hear what was said today, as you would do for previous programs on Mudich Mag, RTRFM. I believe this is our 181th pod, 181th. podcast. Well, so thank you for tuning in. We're going to finish up today. Whilst we've talked about Noongar Warriors, here's a Koori warrior that probably the king of music in this country. No, not Jimmy Little, because he's passed now, and he was a guru, but Roger Knox. Remember Roger Knox?
Good singer.
Let's finish off Mudich Mag today. Thank you for tuning in.
First without hope, no reason. chance, like the wind blows.